FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Not right, little Frank.
Welcome everyone to Croft Park, FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And it's FC United against Blyth Spartans this afternoon at Croft Park. Very blustery conditions here, but hoping for a good game of football. Paul, firstly, new signing in the starting 11, Thomas Pearce joining us from Malta.
Yes, Tom Pearce has scored goals for a few clubs over the years. Did score twice against us for Marine back in 2015 in a match that FC eventually won 5-2. At the Tameside Stadium. I think the concern is the last two games we've had lots of chances created but not stuck them away, and the feeling is that Tom Pearce might be the man to help us in that regard.
Well, Willoughby's also in the starting 11, but I do think he's going to be playing a similar role that he played on Tuesday night in that 1-0 draw with Alfreton, and that was to be like a proper number 10, wasn't it? Like an attacking midfielder, stroke forward in support, but also in that forward line of Samoes and Donoghue supporting the lone striker up front.
Yeah, it's. I think Neil Reynolds is slowly moulding the side to be what he wants it to be. And interestingly, on the bench we've got a new face as well.
Yeah, in Jamie Milligan, one of the coaching staff, who's a pretty good player, to be fair. But he's 39 now, and
yes.
So he is still a good player, to be fair. I saw him a couple of years ago and he's still got it.
If we turn the clock back 11 years, he scored twice against us for Fleetwood Town in the FA Cup.
Two penalties.
Yes.
I remember that game for the Cuddly Toys.
Yes.
That were on the pitch.
A lovely
riposte to violence and bottles being filmed. But anyway, obviously we're playing Blyth Spartans, and the reputation of Blyth Spartans go before them. Lots of experience and a quality forward line.
Two players that have scored 323 goals between them for the club, which speaks for itself. Dale and Maguire. They've not drawn a game at home this season, so three wins and three defeats. So they're a kind of side, I think, that blows hot and cold. Be interesting to see which one turns up.
But I was writing down the number of appearances. Liddell's got 84, Buddle's got 208. I'm not making those names up, by the way. I know it sounded silly when I put those two names together, Liddell and Buddle, but they're genuine people. Rivers 151.
This is not Trumpton.
Mullen on 194, Maguire on 277, and Robbie Dale, of course, on 616 appearances. It's a very, very experienced lineup for Blyth Spartans, but there are only a few points up the road, five. A win could drag them in.
Yes, they've not had the kind of start to the season that they were looking for. They had a big win against Chester here, 8-1, but that's masked a few deficiencies elsewhere. And obviously they'll be keen for the points today. And they've won their last two games away from home. So they'll be going into this with a bit more confidence.
And obviously FC United have had a rare thing happen to them this week, and that is, we obviously spoke to Neil Reynolds on Friday night, and I said, any injuries, anything like that? Apart from Winters and Barnes, nothing. Which is rare, very rare in those conversations. I've had three different managers this season, and that's the first time that's ever been said.
Which kind of leads us into the team lineups.
All right, Paul, you're well early, because the problem is, we come out early for all the commemorative stuff, but we've still got 3 minutes to kick off, and the referee basically said, right, I think we're just going to have to kick off early. But FC United, unchanged, pretty much unchanged, apart from the swap between Mansell and Pearce. Mansell on the substitutes bench. We'll give you the starting 11 now. Allinson, Senior, Thompson, O'Halloran, Lynch, Potts, who's the captain, Samoes, Wallen, Pearce, Willoughby, Donoghue, substitutes FC United, Bannister, Mansell, Crawford, Milligan and Baird. And it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's commentary. It's Sato Paul, but first, me. I'm off and running here at Croft Park, FC United. See, that was seamless, wasn't it? Yeah. Seamless.
See how I eased you into that.
Thanks,
just in
Paul.
Time.
Yeah, it's like we've worked together for years now, isn't it? We're proper telepathy going on here. Anyway, in midfield, it's now with Wallen, who's looking to go out on the left-hand side there, and the ball breaks to Thompson, and Thompson now bringing the ball over the halfway line for FC United. Forward he goes. A nice pass forward there by to Willoughby. Plays the ball back to Thompson, and Thompson is fouled. So 30 seconds on the clock. FC United have got a free kick, which Wallen's in a hurry to take quickly. Back to O'Halloran it goes. And here is Wallen now. Plays the ball square to Potts. Potts looking out to this right-hand side is Lynch now. Lynch moving forward with the ball. Chips the ball in towards Willoughby. Over the head of Willoughby. Lang leaves it, and back to Jameson. Just to give you the Blyth Spartans team, and if you're listening from Blyth, you're very welcome. Jameson, Cunningham, Liddell, Oliver, Buddle, Lang, Rivers, Mullen, Maguire, Green, and Dale, who's the captain, of course. And Robbie Dale's on a goal scoring feat this afternoon,
yes,
maybe.
He's one short of becoming the second highest goal scorer for the club.
Well, ball played back now, and there's Green on the ball. Infield it goes to Robbie Dale. Dale now plays the ball out towards the right-hand side. Back to Dale. In fact, it's to Maguire. Maguire turns again, shoots. Saved there by Laurie Valentin. Oh, and this is confusing because the commentator for Blyth is right next to me.
Yes,
and it feels like an echo. We're going to have to swap it our time, lads. Anyway, 2 minutes in, and it's a corner. Two Blyth Spartans over on that right hand side. Maguire looking very lively in this opening 2 minutes here. Cross comes in from the right hand side towards the 6 yard box. It flicks off the head there of Nathan Buddle, and here's Samoes now bringing the ball out for FC United. Samoes going one way, going another. Forward the ball goes towards Willoughby. Willoughby had his back to the ball, loses out though there, and that's good stuff there from Lynch. Here's Senior now down the right hand side he goes. Get me cues here from the commentator. Here's Samoes. Samoes in from the touchline. Infield he comes, but he's cleared. A bit too heavy that touch, and forward it goes. And here's Maguire now over on this near touchline. Back it goes to Green. Green now over in the left back position on his right foot, looking to switch play out towards the right hand side. That's being pursued there by Donoghue, but Cunningham gets the ball cleared. Down the right hand side the ball goes. Headed clear there by O'Halloran, but not very far. O'Halloran heads it clear again. Dale plays the second ball forward, but Lynch clears it. And now out to this right hand side with Senior. Senior towards the halfway line he goes. Plays a through ball there, but it's straight to Jameson. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us this afternoon at FCUM Radio on Twitter. And we're on the Soldies One forum as well. And station at fcumradio.co.uk, of course, for your emailing needs. Jameson clears the ball, and well, it's flicked on there by Dale, and it's now with Senior plays the ball forward, cleared, second ball picked up by Potts, heads the ball forward to Willoughby plays the ball back to Wallen now out to the left hand side, finds Thompson midway into Blyth's half, plays it infield to Donoghue now, back it goes to Wallen infield to Samoes. Samoes now on the edge of the centre circle for FC United. Not much out on the right-hand side, and that ball's cut out though there. And Blyth can bring the ball clear, but Potts is going to get to that ball. And Potts is tackled. Can it find Willoughby? And Willoughby's chasing it, but Jameson's got the ball. Paul, what do you think?
Well, Maguire had the first chance of the game, and he worked himself a very clever little position on the edge of the box. He managed to get a space into firing a shot, but Allinson was equal to it, so... That's been the only goal attempt so far.
Well, Jameson clears the ball, and it's not the best of clearances, and out of play it goes for a throw-in to FC United just inside their own half.
Certainly the wind is going to be a factor in this game.
Definitely. As all of the games have now kicked off in the National League North, any latest scores we'll bring you this afternoon. About out of play, the ball goes again for another throw-in to FC United. Senior to take it. Down the line it goes. Piers to Samoes, back to Piers. Piers now on this right-hand touchline, back in field. That's a nice ball to find Willoughby. Willoughby's surrounded by green shirts, so has to play the ball back to this right-hand touchline to Senior. Back it goes to Lynch. Lynch now back at all the way back to Lloyd Allinson. Lloyd Allinson switches play out towards O'Halloran. O'Halloran down the left-hand side. It goes to Donoghue. Donoghue, good control there, and back it goes to O'Halloran. O'Halloran with a first-time pass towards Thompson, but it's back with Cunningham. He's going to play the ball back to the Blyth goalkeeper, who in turn gives it back to Aaron Cunningham. O'Halloran heads the ball clear. to Thompson. Thompson on the left-hand touchline. Down the line it goes to Donoghue. Donoghue plays a through ball there towards Willoughby. Willoughby there. Nathan Buddles across though, and out of play it goes for a throw-in just by the corner flag. Good stuff though there from FC.
Good swift passing, good movement. That's exactly what the manager's looking for. Not quite the final ball, but pretty close.
Well, it's going to be a throw-in to FC United. Thompson to take it. In towards the penalty area it goes, but shielded there by Willoughby. Back to Thompson on the left-hand touchline. Thompson on his right foot crosses the ball in towards Piers, but it's out of play. Good defending there, I think, from Lang. And out of play it goes for a corner to FC United there. First of the afternoon on 6 minutes. Very confusing commentator with someone right next to you saying exactly the same things.
Maybe you just turn the mic down and then get on with it.
Well, it's a corner to FC United. 6 minutes on the clock here at Croft Park. Nil nil the score. It's going to be an outswinger from this right-hand side. Donoghue takes it short, though, to Senior. Senior, a first-time crossing. Cleared only as far as Potts on the edge of the box. That short corner has never worked yet.
Not today, anyway.
One day... I always found as a school kid that if the ball was moving towards you, it was dead easy to put the ball in the air, but Senior really struggles with it.
I think you've got to be very comfortable with playing the ball first time when it comes to you like that, and be accurate. And if you're not gifted, then it's just a waste of time, isn't it?
I'm trying to say, Paul. A bit harsh. Anyway, flicked on there by Dale. Lynch clears it high in the air. Piers is under it, but he loses out, though, there from Lang. And forward the ball goes, but Lynch clears it again. And Lang up again and wins the ball. Only fires Potts, but there's one back by Blythe Spartans. Here's Green. Green to Oliver. Oliver does well there in the centre circle, but that pass is a loose one back to Jameson. Long ball down the right hand side. The ball goes. O'Halloran wins that header. And here's Senior now. Senior. Forward it goes to Wallen. Wallen to Samoes. Nice touch from Samoes along the halfway line. Finds a ball out to that left hand side. Is Donoghue going to get there? Good defending from Cunningham. But a great ball once again from Samoes. He did that on Tuesday night, Paul.
Looking to get behind the last line there. And took a good challenge to foil it. But FC have got a throw in very close to the corner flag on the far side.
Well, it's a throw in, as Paul says. Not far from the Blythe corner flag. And it's going to be Thompson to take it. And Piers is looking to come short for it on the edge of the Blythe box. Nearly gets to Donoghue, but it's red there. And out of play, the ball goes for another throw-in to FC United. This time 20-odd yards or so from the Blythe corner flag. Nice ball back there from Potts to find Thompson. Thompson to Wallen. Back to Potts over on the left-hand side. And back to the halfway line it goes for FC. Here's O'Halloran with possession for the team in red. Plays a long ball towards the Blythe penalty area. Dale covering it, but Willoughby's there putting the pressure on, but Robbie Dale does well. And Dale with I was going to say the word interesting, it wasn't it?
A Barry Davisism. Yeah.
Infield the ball goes now. Blythe with possession, with Green. Forward it goes to Maguire. Maguire now. Space has opened up for Blythe Spartans. He's back to Green on the edge of the D. Green, oh, he falls backwards under his own momentum there. Big letter for FC United. That was a strong counter-attack there from Blythe Spartans, but FC United with a counter-attack of their own now. Here's Samoes, out to the right-hand side. Here's Willoughby now. Takes a touch, checks in field with it. Willoughby plays it to Wallen. Wallen now back out to the right-hand touchline. Here's Senior. Senior. Samoes is brought down, though, there. Play continues. Here's Willoughby. Willoughby on the right-hand side of Blythe's box. Back out to Senior on the right-hand side. Senior across. Oh, that's an interesting ball, but it was just beyond Piers. And Jameson wins the ball back for Blythe Spartans.
Some good patient moves from FC. Keeping the ball well, moving it, distributing it.
Well, there's an interesting warm-up going on now with FC United, yes, where they're just passing the ball around all over the place and moving.
And sticking the ball in the net.
Yeah.
Which is what we want to replicate in the game.
Here's Samoes now on this right-hand side. Is he going to beat Liddle? No, Liddle does well. Using all his experience there, ball cleared. But only as far as Potts. Potts turns, plays it to the centre spot where O'Halloran is waiting. Here's Donoghue now on the edge of the centre circle. Donoghue plays the ball square to Wallen. Wallen's looking out towards his right hand side. Plays a through ball there to Senior. Can Senior get to this ball before it goes out of play? He can. He crosses it to the back post. And out of play it goes. I don't think he did. But he did.
Just about 10 minutes on the clock.
0-0 the score here, and already a goal at the Agra Stadium, and it's gone the way of the visitors. Kidderminster 0, Southport 1.
Southport, of course, bottom of the table at kick-off time.
He just said the exact same thing as you just said. He's like me and you combined. And he's got a beard.
So we can save on a salary.
I don't like vegetables. Anyway. Did he crack the same... Now Woodzo's nicking my jokes as well and saying the same thing. Oh, it's like...
Deja vu all over again.
The four of us here in this press section will make a really good Five Live
Between
commentator
us.
One day.
Yeah. It's just an assembly job.
Thompson with a throw-in. Gets it to Wallen. Wallen back with the ball now. Midway into SC United's half. Back it goes towards the left-hand side to O'Halloran, who clears it forward. Piers loses out, though. He's not going to win those headers with Buddle behind him. And the ball breaks to Dale. Dale inside, finds Oliver. Oliver now with a nice ball over the top on the left-hand side. Good control from Maguire on the left-hand side of SC United's box. Into the box it goes, to the byline. Crosses the ball in. But that's good defending there from Senior. Back it goes to Dale. Dale with a first-hand cross cleared by Potts. Wallen, though, not the best of clearances. It ricochets and it finds Rivers. Here's Maguire now. Maguire on the left-hand side of FC United's box still. Good defending from Samoes. And Wallen finishes the job with a nice ball towards Willoughby. But Lang's there. And it's back with Jameson. And here is Lang now. Lang with the ball. Looks out towards his left-hand side. But Senior wins the header. And is Samoes now. Samoes facing the wrong way, has to play the ball back. And Senior plays it all the way back to Lloyd Allenson in the FC goal. Allenson switches it out towards the left-hand side where O'Halloran is waiting for it. O'Halloran in the left-back position. Leamington have gone 1-0 up at Nuneaton. Here's O'Halloran out towards the left-hand side to Thompson. To O'Halloran. Back it goes to Allenson. And we saw this on Tuesday night, didn't we, Paul?
Yes.
Thanks, Paul. Oh, don't worry, the full strength commentary team is back on Saturday at Hereford, just to let everyone know. Here's Wallen now. Wallen out to the left hand side, finds Thompson, back it goes to O'Halloran. And at the minute, Blythe are letting FC United pass the ball about. They're quite happy to see them pass the ball about. They're not doing what Alverton are doing, chasing it. And here is Wallen now. Wallen, midway into FC United's half, finds Samoes. Samoes over the halfway line now. Out towards this right-hand side, finds Senior. Senior infield, finds Willoughby. Willoughby miscontrols it. And here's Mullen now. To Oliver. Over the top it goes. Good defending from O'Halloran. O'Halloran on the halfway line. And back it goes to Wallen. Wallen out towards the left-hand side, finds Thompson. Thompson plays the ball square to O'Halloran. O'Halloran plays the ball to Potts. Potts now. Long ball played, and that's comfortable for Jameson. It's too much for me, this. I'm so out of my comfort zone.
There's only two survivors of the FC team that played here last January, and that's Allinson and Senior. Jamal Crawford is on the bench. He would be a third if he comes on.
Ball cleared there by Lynch. High in the air it goes. Interesting conversation with Lloyd Allenson on the way here, complaining about how cold it was last year and how lucky we were to be sat next to one another.
Yes, I did suggest him that he could move about a bit whilst he's on the pitch, you know, even though he is a goalie.
Here's Green, plays the ball infield to Maguire. Maguire now, and back the ball goes for a free kick. A foul there on Kieran Green. And it's not where the foul occurred, and the referee concurs. It's going to be a free kick here to Blythe Spartans, midway into FC United's half, about 10 yards in from the touchline. 14 minutes on the clock here at Croft Park, and it's going to be Conor Oliver to take this. Oliver now on his right foot, crosses that ball in, and it's too close, I think, to Lloyd Allenson. But Allenson punches, he was offside anyway, and it's going to be a free kick to FC United.
It was a rather robust challenge on Allenson.
Wasn't as bad as the one on Tuesday night, though.
Not as cynical.
Conor Oliver, formerly of Halifax, took that free kick there, but offside given. And Allenson takes that free kick and plays the ball out to the left-hand side to O'Halloran. He plays the ball all but 5 yards to find Wallen. Square to Potts. Potts now back to Lynch. Lynch now. Checks back and plays the ball to Warren, who's come deep for it, is playing centre back all of a sudden. Now plays it to the makeshift left back O'Halloran, who's over the halfway line now. Lots of movement from FC United in midfield at the moment. Here's Wallen back on the ball. Plays the ball to Potts. Potts now forward to Donoghue. Donoghue back to Potts. Potts now, a nice ball out to the left-hand side. If Thompson can get on that ball, he does. Thompson, infield he comes. Into the penalty area. Plays it to Willoughby. Willoughby facing the wrong way. Has to play the ball square towards the Moles. But it's cut out there by Oliver. But good breakout play there by FC United. Sprung into an attack there. But the ball is now cleared and forward it goes towards FC United's penalty area, but Wallen was covering there, and Lynch now with the ball for FC United.
I thought the vision of Potts for that through ball was absolutely superb before,
but FC United sprung out of there, and that's what FC tries to do now with passing a ball around in their own third.
Yeah, it's like we string a few passes together and then all of a sudden it's the killer ball that comes in, isn't it? It's good to see.
Loving the commentators' rapport. Rapier Witt, sorry, you guys should be on the goggle box. The TV show on the TV.
Well, we've got an injury on the pitch.
It's well, the referee is happy that it was an accident. The player in question is Damon Mullen. It looks like he's going to be okay. And free kick taken, and back it goes. In fact, it was a drop ball, wasn't it? Back it goes to Peter Jameson in the Blythe Spartan goal, who plays the ball straight down the middle towards Maguire, but O'Halloran wins that header, gets it to Willoughby. Willoughby can't quite find Piers, and now it's with Lang. Lang looking out for a through ball over on that right-hand side, but Thompson is covering, but the pressure's being put on though there, but out of play it goes for a throw into FC United, not far from their own corner flag.
The Piers Willoughby link up is obviously
it's a work in progress, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not quite right.
Flicked on there by Piers, finds Samoes. Samoes now is dispossessed, but a tackle in there by Potts. Ball breaks though, and finds Oliver. Oliver plays the ball back there to Cunningham. Cleared forward, O'Halloran cuts the pass out, and it's now with Lynch. Lynch finds Wallen. Wallen, who's looking out towards that left-hand side, gives the ball away though there, and now Blythe Spartans on the attack. Samoes for company, but still with possession. Ball played through there by Rivers. Over on the right-hand side, cross comes in for Maguire, and the referee is bringing it back. Samoes had, let's just say he was tugging on the guy's shirt for about 20 yards.
I was wondering there how long he would let it run before he pulled it back, because my feeling is if you play the advantage like that, how long do you let the advantage go? And then say, well, you've had it now, you've had your chance.
A qualified referee who joins us occasionally is saying it's 3 seconds, and it should go back to where the foul originally took place as well.
Lynch has just been booked for the protest, which obviously went too far.
So Lynch on a yellow card, one of many you'll get this season, no doubt. And it's a free kick to Blythe Spartans. 19 minutes on the clock here. It's over about 5 yards, 10 yards or so from the D on the right-hand side of FC United's penalty area.
Oliver's teeing it up.
About 6 yards out of the penalty area. It's a four-man wall. And it's going to be Connor Oliver to take this. It'd have to be a hell of a finish from this angle, given where Lloyd Arlington is. In it comes, it hits the wall, straight back to Oliver. Oliver with a chance to play this ball out towards his left-hand side. Good stuff here from Blythe Spartans. Cross comes in from Buddle. It's charged down and cleared by Potts. High in the air the ball goes, and it's played straight back in towards FC United's penalty area. Cleared by O'Halloran. Here's Donoghue now. Donoghue with a nice ball through the middle there to find Willoughby. Willoughby's onside. He's one-on-one. Willoughby scores!
What a finish.
On 20 minutes, FC United from defence to attack. FC United with Kurt Willoughby take the lead, Paul.
Well, from defending a free kick in their own half, it was a great breakout. And the through ball to Willoughby was absolutely spot on. And as a genuine goal scorer, he shrugged off the challenge from behind, drew the keeper and slowly slid it below him. And that was a hell of a finish.
It really was.
We'll talk about the referee a second.
Woodsell's here.
Yeah.
We're gonna go down to the wagon now where our qualified referee is waiting.
No, I'm just saying, you were talking about the referee a second ago. Something I picked up before the game from your friend next door there.
Yes.
He gave a penalty against Blyth a few weeks ago in their game against York, and then immediately after the game admitted that it shouldn't have been a penalty. I'm just throwing that in there. Well, that may explain one or two decisions today, maybe on his mind.
Thank you, Woodsell, in the FCM radio wagon out back. Much appreciated.
In the car park.
He's watching this game from several angles, all of them the back of the stand. And here's Piers now. Piers with a nice ball there to find Samoes over on the left-hand side. Samoes keeps the ball in play. Samoes checks back from the byline. Not too far from the Blyth corner flag. He's got two green shirts. Draws them in. Here's a cross from Thompson. Thompson to Piers!
Oh, yeah.
Piers makes it 2-0. Two goals in the space of 2 minutes, Paul.
Well,
what a play there from Samoes and Thompson on the left hand side.
Looking absolutely stunned. Good play by Samoes. The cross by Thompson was perfect for Piers, and within 20 minutes of his debut, he scored a goal. And it's certainly a good place for us to come to Croft Park over the years.
Well, FC United on 21 minutes, go 2-0 up. And well, once again, Neil Reynolds' record for signing new players. Thomas Piers.
They all score virtually straight away, don't they? Ingratiate themselves to the fans very quickly. Full marks to the manager.
Yeah, definitely. Well, FC United 2-0 up here.
And Blyth, they've just kicked the ball straight out from the restart, and they're looking a bit of a shambles at the moment.
Well, I prefer 2-0 leads to 1-0 leads at the moment.
Yeah, we tend to just squander the 1-0 leads.
It is early days. Senior with a throw in. Down the line it goes, flicked on there by Piers. And the ball now back with Lang. Lang, formerly Sunderland. And ball out towards that right-hand side. Thompson's having to shepherd this ball out of play and does well.
Are you suggesting he used to construct for Sunderland?
Don't understand that joke. And, well... Woodsell, you could go out to the, you could literally go out to the back of the car park. You still have a better view. It's a goal kick to FC United. Just if you're joining us late, FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. 23 minutes on the clock here, and FC United are 2-0 up at Croft Park.
Becoming the away specialists, even though we can't win at home.
And well, it's a throw in to Blyth Spartans, about 20 yards or so from their own corner flag. Throw in taken down this left hand side. Robbie Dale, there's a little kick out there at senior, which the referee obviously didn't see. Good head there from Potts to try and find Samoes, but the ball breaks and finds Rivers. Rivers plays the ball back to Lang here. Lang looking out towards this left hand side. That's a fizzing ball, but senior controls it well, and senior then gives the ball away. And it's with Oliver. Oliver just inside his own half, chips the ball over the top there for Rivers to chase. Good defending between Thompson and O'Halloran there. Out of play, the ball goes for a throw in to Blyth Spartans, midway into FC United's half. Ball play forward, but Thompson, good defending from FC United's left back, and cleared. Willoughby flicks this ball on, doesn't quite get to Piers, instead it gets to Lang. Green there lays the ball off to Cunningham with a ball forward. O'Halloran once again clears it, and out of play it goes for a throw-in.
The difference between this side and the side of early in the season is really marked, in that we do look to have a plan and a structure.
Yeah. And Aidan's been in touch, finished stripping wallpaper for the day, now settling down with a Vimto and the radio. What a start.
Well, foul throw there for Blyth. It's unusual in the men's game.
Yeah, it is unusual. We should really celebrate that. It's a foul throw.
Yeah, you need a jingle for that one.
Da-da-da. It's a throw into FC United, and Thompson takes it. Flicked on there by Piers. Piers wins the ball back, and now Piers just facing the wrong way, has to play the ball back to Thompson. Plays the ball square to Potts. Potts to O'Halloran in the makeshift left back position. To Piers, back to O'Halloran. And Allinson now. Here's Lynch. And well, he beats anyone, nearly gets to Piers, but it's cleared. And well, no, I think O'Halloran was playing Maguire on there. Here is Maguire. Maguire plays the ball back to Robbie Dale. Dale now back to Maguire on the left hand side of FC United's penalty area. Plays the ball, tries to find Dale, cut out there by Wallen. And here's Donoghue now. Donoghue to Willoughby. Willoughby back it goes to Potts. Potts now midway into FC United's half, plays the ball to Wallen. Wallen's ball towards Piers is cleared by Buddle. And Mullen there, header played forward by Dale, and Allinson out of his penalty area clears it, and that ball could, well it could,
go straight through to Jameson.
Yeah, yeah, it could go through to Jameson, and does. thanks, Paul.
There's some rather disgruntled Blythe fans in the stand.
That's right. Dale wins the header, but that falls to O'Halloran. O'Halloran clears it, but Blythe now back with possession inside FC United's half. It's with Mullen. Mullen to Dale, plays it out to Liddell, who's on the overlap. Liddell plays the ball forward, and here's Rivers now over on this left-hand side for a change. Goes down, and well, Wallen concedes a free kick there against, I was going to say Joan Rivers, it's Jarrett Rivers, of course.
He went down like Joan Rivers.
Two inappropriate jokes passed through my brain there, Paul. I left it there. Anyway, it's a free kick to Blythe Spartans. 26 minutes on the clock, here. around the bend. And 3 yards in from the touchline, not too far from the FC United corner flag. Over on this left-hand side. In it comes from Dale towards the far post. And that was a tricky ball for Lloyd Allinson to deal with. But he does deal with it. And he clears his lines. High, the ball goes. And St Mose might get on this ball. One bounce, it straight to Jameson.
Yeah, I think the wind is certainly
playing a part
behind Allison's back, so these long clearances are just gathering pace.
Johnny X on the forum makes a superb point. Reynolds just needs to sign a new player every week.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Get a revolving door policy. It's not too far off what's actually been happening since August, to be fair.
Yeah, we've not really changed the pattern. Just keep changing the players.
Here's Dale. Good defending there from Potts. Out of plate goal to a throw-in. On the halfway line for Blythe Spartans. Throw in taken. Here's Green now. Green, who's got a bit free rein, and needs to move wherever he wants to. But here's Lang moving the ball forward. Lang to Mullen. Mullen's dispossessed there by Potts. Samoes gives the ball away. Back to Mullen it goes. Mullen now plays the ball to Cunningham. Cunningham to Oliver on the halfway line. Oliver with a ball. Over the top it goes. Rivers and Thompson there battling away, but out of play goes for a goal kick to FC United.
Well, certainly gone well so far. We've had almost half an hour. Not too much for Lloyd Allinson to worry about. One shot saved from Maguire, but most of the possession has been with FC.
Well, here's O'Halloran now. Of course, you already knew that because the commentator to my right hand side already said that. Long ball played forward towards Piers, and that's good stuff there from Piers. He wins that battle with Lang. Here's Piers now. Piers tries to find a through ball. He wins the ball back. Here's Wallen. Wallen out towards this right hand side to Donoghue. Donoghue got senior for the overlap. In it comes. Oh, it was a difficult ball there for Jameson, who could have quite easily palmed that into the path of an FC player, but he did. He was good goalkeeping there, and ball played over the top there towards Maguire, who reminds me a lot of Matty Wolfenden.
Yes,
thanks, Paul.
He's certainly
coming up next week on players who remind you of other players.
He scored twice in midweek at Guy's League, Maguire, so he is a man in form if he's given a service.
Well, it's latest scores elsewhere. Aston United 0, Boston United 1, which isn't bad for us at all. And Southport have now got 2-0 up at Kidderminster.
Everybody's waking up at the bottom of the table.
Piers with a blind overhead kick there towards Samoes. It's cleared by Lang. And it's Liddell now battling away, and ball cleared. Lynch, though, clears it first time. High in the air, the ball goes. Buddle and Piers battling away there. Not the best of defending from Buddle, and out of play it goes. York are down to 10 men in their game with Bradford Park Avenue. 0-0 the score. Throwing taken by Senior towards Piers. It's cleared, and it's now with Dale. Dale clears it. On his fast, Potts. Potts, nice control there. Finds O'Halloran. O'Halloran plays the ball along the halfway line there to back to Potts. To Senior. Senior all the way back to Lynch. Lynch now to Potts, back to Lynch, and well, this is...
Potts is quietly controlling the game, isn't he?
Big time. Lynch plays the sweeping pass out towards the left-hand side to his centre-back partner in crime, O'Halloran. Here's Thompson now, back to O'Halloran. And I said earlier that Blyth weren't playing the Alfreton game of pressing forward, but now they're 2-0 down. That's exactly what they're having to do. And FC United's passing... Shouldn't have said that.
Well, there's
I'm going to stop my sentence. I'm going to stop that sentence there. But you know what the point I was about to make, dear listener.
Yeah.
Generally, it is working at the moment. Liddell with his throw-in on the halfway line for Blyth Spartans. Tries to find the runner, Dale. Cut out by O'Halloran. Flicked on there by Wallen. Cleared by Lang. And that ball's going to have to be dealt with. And Thompson deals with it. Out of play goes for a throw-in. Brad Park Avenue now gone 1-0 up against York. I can only assume that's a penalty.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Me and you, like Sherlock Holmes, aren't we?
It's all very forensic these days, isn't it?
Good stuff there from Thompson. Gets the ball to Willoughby. Willoughby now out to this right-hand side. Finds Senior. Senior facing the wrong way. Now faces the right way and plays the ball to Willoughby on the halfway line. Willoughby's dispossessed, but Senior gets the ball to Donoghue. Donoghue tries to find the ball back to Senior, but Liddell's covering. And out of play it goes. And, well, it's all going wrong at the minute for Blyth. Throw-in taken by Willoughby, gets it to Senior. Senior back to Willoughby. Senior gets back onside. Willoughby though on his left foot crosses this ball in. It's going to beat everyone, but Thompson's going to keep this ball in play. Plays the ball back towards Samoes. Samoes wins possession for Cunningham, then gives it back to him, and then Thompson wins the ball back for FC United over on the left hand side. Piers, good stuff there from Piers. Here's Donoghue picking the ball to Potts. Potts now, this space over on this right side, lovely ball from Potts, finds Senior. Senior checks his side, on his left foot, no, back on his right. Senior, well, if you're going to bring the foul back from Samoes, that's a foul there on Senior.
Well, yeah, I mean, he played in the advantage.
A number of locals start staring at Woodso.
Yes.
He's not with us.
He's a BBC man.
BBC Northumberland.
Thank you.
And, honest.
Yeah. It's a goal kick taken by Jameson.
Certainly the FC fans in the stand on the far side are enjoying this.
Oh, having a great afternoon. Anyway, here's Oliver. High ball, Thompson's under it, but the wind beats him. And here's Maguire now. Maguire, always lively, always dangerous. Ball breaks to Rivers! Over the bar. And that's what Maguire brings you, isn't it, Paul?
He's a very, very dangerous player to have around the box, and he tried to force the initiative there inside the box, and the ball broke to Rivers, who whipped in a right foot effort, which fortunate for Allison was wide of the target.
Des with a bit of blue on Facebook there. Well, actually it's a bit of red more than anything.
Well, yes, we've got our Spanish friend at the match today, and he goes back to Madrid after this one. He's desperate to see his side win after two draws in his stay.
Nice ball there from Lynch, finds Donoghue. Donoghue back to the halfway line to Potts. Potts now along the halfway line to O'Halloran. O'Halloran. And infield it goes to Potts. Potts to Wallen. Wallen on the edge of the centre circle now. Inside Blyth's half. Plays it to Donoghue. Nice turn from Donoghue. Just about tackled though there. And the ball breaks. And now can Blyth spring forward? No. Lynch defends well. Lynch. And well, Dale picks up the clearance. Here's Dale now down this left hand side, chips the ball in. Oliver now plays the ball off to Maguire, but he's cleared. And well, FC United at the moment defending very, very well. And as I said, that the ball's given away. Here's Green now. Green over on the right hand side for Blyth Spartans of FC United's penalty area. Rivers now, a couple of Phil Nevilles inside the area he comes. The pass is a poor one, and now FC United pick up the pieces. Here's Potts now on the ball. Potts turns out to the left hand side, finds Samoes. Samoes looking to take out Cunningham and beats him. Samoes now motoring forward down the left hand side towards Blyth's box, plays the ball square, shot comes in from Piers. Oh, it was straight at the goalkeeper, but what play there from Samoes down that left hand side. And FC United looking very, very sprightly, Paul, on the counter.
Looking very quick on the break. And Samoes showing great skill in beating players there. He just left somebody on the floor completely bereft of hope.
O'Halloran gets the ball back there off Maguire. And here's Wallen now. Wallen, who Paul asked, would you like to do an interview at on the bus on the way home? And Paul was struck by his Australian accent, which you described as heavy.
The Aussie brogue, yes.
So that's going to be fun later.
We already knew that he was an Aussie, but it's good to have a chat with him. And anybody listening from Byron Bay,
good day.
Yes.
Okay. Multilingual. Chipped over the top there. Maguire's chasing it, but look at Lynch there. Lynch does brilliantly and brings the ball down as well, and then and brings the ball out. Superb stuff. And the locals there are not too happy with that, but that was good defending from FC United, and cleared there by Buddle. But FC United, look at the press here from Donoghue, trying to win this ball back. Here's Dale now. He's being pursued by the right back. And infield the ball goes, and well, there's a switch of play coming here. Ball played towards Liddell, but it's a poor one.
You feel that Blythe have to work so hard to get a grip of this game in terms of winning the ball back and then trying to pass it through all the press that FC are putting on, and it's really good to see.
Well, he's proper, isn't it?
Lynch are currently is taking a
he'll
count.
Be fine. Leamington are 2-0 up now against Nuneaton. New ownership at Nuneaton, which is good. Stability for
bit
the future and all that. But
bit of a local battle, that.
Yeah. Obviously, we're looking forward to our trip to Leamington, aren't we, Paul?
Oh, yes.
Good face, Woodso. Good face.
One of the highlights of the year.
Yeah. There and this trip up here. What was it, 5 hours?
Well...
Nice ball there from Senior. Finds Samo. Samo lays it off to Willoughby. Willoughby with a switching pass out towards the left-hand side. Thompson brings the ball down. Thompson back inside to Samo. Samo's turns. And Blythe don't have an answer at the moment. Samo beats another player. Samo's lining up a shot. Deflects. Oh, it's just narrowly wide. But Samo is having a ball, Paul.
He's just drifting past people as if he don't exist. It's a remarkable gift he's got. And... He's beginning to bring a bit more of a decision making into his game as well, in terms of when to shoot, when to pass.
Life very fortunate there. FC didn't make it 3-0. It's a corner to FC United on 37 minutes over on the left hand side. It's Donoghue to take this. It's going to be an in swinger on his right foot towards the back post. It goes where O'Halloran's waiting, and O'Halloran jumped. His marker didn't, and out of play it goes. Woodso is like special forces, always behind enemy lines. Don't know who Woodso is. This guy's from BBC Northumberland, of course. It's Red Ants,
Charlie Church.
That was Charlie Chalk, of course. If you clearance made. Flicked on there by Dale, but finds Thompson. Thompson now finds Samoes, and Samoes has got Cunningham's number. Samoes still going forward, checks back inside. Samoes now crosses the ball to Willoughby. Oh. He mistimes his shot.
Should have gone for his left foot.
Samoes, since he switched over to that left hand side, is blimey.
I don't know about Cunningham having his number, but I don't think Samoes has.
Well, he's seen his number on his back. That's for sure.
I think he needs his number because he's not going to catch up with him.
Another let off there for Blythe Spartans, and Green's playing centre back all of a sudden. Green now out to this left hand side.
This could have been 4-0
to Buddle. Buddle. Here's Oliver now heading towards the centre circle over the halfway line. He goes, plays the ball to Green. Green now tries a through ball there towards Mullen, which cleared by O'Halloran. Only as far as Samoes. Cunningham lunges in there on Samoes.
That's a nasty.
It's a booking. It's a booking. And
that's a consequence.
It's unacceptable
of the last three
so
runs.
Late. Yeah.
The last three runs that he's made, where he's just made a mug of him, and he's decided to take it into his own hands.
And it's just going to be a talking to, which is quite remarkable.
That's poor refereeing.
And
Radio Northumberland.
And it's Potts now. Here's Lynch bringing the ball clear, and the chip over the top there. Willoughby's onside. Willoughby's got Lang for company. Into Blythe's box he goes, checks the ball back. Here's Donoghue now. Donoghue to the byline, crosses the ball in, cleared by Mullen, but it's another corner. FC United on fire at the moment, dear listener at home. 40 minutes on the clock, it's a corner to FC United from the right hand side. Donoghue to take this again, and because we played the ball short now, Senior's there lurking, and he's taking two players out of the Blyth penalty area by doing so. So this ball's going straight into Blyth's box. In it comes. Who's going to get on this ball? It's towards Lynch. It's nearly a free header, but it's cleared. And here's Oliver now. Oliver plays it to Cunningham. Cunningham with a ball down the right-hand side for Dale to chase, but Potts is going to have that all day long. And here's Potts now, keeps the ball in play over on the left-hand side. Forward he goes, tries to find a through ball there towards Willoughby, but it's back with Jameson. Southport now 3-0 up against Kidderminster.
Everybody at the bottom.
Well, it's going to be interesting looking at the league table. If scores stay like this, it's going to get awfully tight down the bottom end.
The likes of Blythe are going to be brought into the scrap.
And tackle away. Right, there's no way on earth that's a booking, referee, because if you don't punish Cunningham, you can't punish Wallen for the same thing.
Well, this is, you know,
it's exactly the same as the Cunningham challenge 2 minutes earlier, which was just a talking to. So I think the referee set a precedent here.
Yes, he booked Lynch earlier, but that was dissent. He's allowed the challenge from Cunningham to go, and now the challenge from Wallen to go. And obviously the locals wanted the yellow card being brandished at minimum there, but they're not going to get anything at all.
It's a free kick, 41 minutes on the clock here. It's a free kick to Blyth. Connor Oliver to take this. He's going to whip this in towards FC United's penalty area, towards the far end it goes, headed in towards the edge of the box it goes. Here's Maguire, a shot, drags it wide. He's appealing for a free kick, but shot goes in anyway. It's wide, it's a goal kick to FC United. The Southport are 4-0 up against Kidderminster. Have they turned up?
Is Mr Gilchrist involved in any of this?
I thought he was on his way, wasn't he?
Well,
I thought he was moving clubs.
I don't know.
I heard a rumour. Mm-hmm. Don't like bananas either. Thompson clears it. Lang with a high clearance, and out of play it goes.
So if we can get to half time 2-0 up, I'm sure that
if Woodsall can get to full time and not have a black eye, it'll be amazing.
Well,
very popular here, Woodsall.
Yes, he's got his
own
following.
He's like a proper ice hockey goon, isn't he? He's proper antagonising. Anyway,
and it's the FC fans making all the noise.
Just realised I've got the wrong microphone turned up from the Atmos mic. Here's Lynch now. Lynch to Willoughby. Willoughby tries to release Senior. Senior's going to get to this ball and keeps the ball in play by the Blyth Spartans corner flank, but there's Liddell, and Senior pulls him back, and it's a free kick to Blyth Spartans.
I think you can hear a bit more, FC, now.
Des says it's pronounced Shamosh. I don't care. I'm from Salford. It's Samos.
There you go. That's as good as it's going to get.
Thank you. It's a Manchester club. Oh, Barry Davis School for Commentary.
Yes, we're not in Lisbon now.
Oliver plays the ball forward towards Rivers there, or Rivers, as he's called. Anyway, forward it goes.
Reverse.
And here's Pears. Pears loses out all there, and there's Potts. Boots. And here's Green now. Green moving forward. Down the right-hand side he goes. Cross comes in. He's only Maguire in the box. But there's Lloyd Allenson.
Comfortable catch.
And Maguire had no chance with that one.
Maguire.
Wallen now with a nice ball to find Senior. Senior can't quite control that ball. There was a lot of fizz on it, to be fair. And now Liddell motoring forward down this left-hand side. Got loads of room. No one going near him. Cross comes in towards O'Halloran. O'Halloran does just about enough. And Lynch keeps the ball in play. Lynch buys on corner flag and then puts it out of play for a throw-in.
Just about a minute left of the 45.
And it's a throw-in to Blyth. Throw-in taken. Back it goes to Liddell, the throw-in taker. Oliver now. Oliver, that's an atrocious dive, and he should be booked for that.
That was poor.
That was really poor.
Shameful. Well, some commentators call it a slip. We call it a dive.
Well, here's O'Halloran now.
O'Halloran
to some Samoes. I know he's pronouncing it right as well.
Because he's heard you.
Yeah. Anyway, Allinson puts the ball out of play. It's going to be a throw-in as 45 minutes are up here at Croft Park. 2-0 the score if you're joining us late here on FC Live. Of course, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people there, Amateur Army. 2 minutes of added time here in this first half. Samoes plays the ball to Wallen. O'Halloran clears it. Over there to Piers. And, well, Piers is chasing this down and Jameson has to clear it outside his penalty area. Does it go out of play, though, that ball? And Cunningham's going to have to deal with it. Misses his volley. And Samoes does well and it's going to be a throw in to FC United.
Again, work rate gets its rewards. Chasing the calls there and winning the throw.
Throw in taken by Thompson. Willoughby to Potts. Potts plays the ball back to O'Halloran. Get him was the cry. Here's O'Halloran to Thompson, back to O'Halloran, and FC United are going to pass this half out, it looks like. Here's Wallen. Wallen to Lynch, back to Allinson. Allinson back to O'Halloran, and
nice and easy.
Yep. O'Halloran now plays the ball square to Potts. Potts back to Allinson.
This is where you get a bit of know-how and nout in the side, isn't it?
Well, this is what FC United practice in warm-up. It's literally just expansive passing. And, well, here's Samoes. Back it goes, which rhymes, to O'Halloran. O'Halloran's clearance. He's charged down and Rivers handballed it, according to the linesman on that near side. And it's going to be a free kick. And O'Halloran, back it goes to Allinson.
30 seconds.
And I'm getting breaking news that Billy Smart has been sent off at Witten. Not that I've got trackers on him or anything. Nice. Oh, Piers, just offside there.
That was so unlucky.
that was...
terrific control.
Terrific, it really was. I was trying to think of a word, but terrific. Terrific's the word, isn't it?
Piers brought the long ball down in one touch there and hit it. Unfortunately, the flag had just gone up.
Here's Lang now. Lang looking for a ball over the top here for Liddell to chase. Senior controls it. Is Allinson going to keep that ball in play? No, it's going to be a corner. And 2 minutes are up. But it's a corner.
Could be
two
the last
Blythe Spartans.
The last go of the half. All the Blythe players piling into the box.
We've had 30 seconds over what was supposed to be added in this first half. And it's going to be a corner. Last minute corner here. Going to be taken by Robbie Dale from this left-hand side. In it comes towards the near post, comfortable for Potts. And that, dear listeners, half-time here at Croft Park. And FC United, I was going to say smash and grab, but it's not. It's been a really, really good display in that first half. 2-0 up at half-time, Paul.
Two goals in the space of 79 seconds. Completely derailed the home side here. And it's put FC in a strong position. And yet again, Croft Park is proving to be a very happy hunting ground.
This performance has been coming, though, in all fairness.
I think the last two games have been drawn, and they both of those, in different types, could have been wins. So this is not against the grain by any means.
Well, half time here at Croft Park, and it's FC United 2-0 up against Blythe Spartans. Adverts coming up now, and then following that, stand by your beds, everyone. From BBC Radio Northumberland, it's Woodzo.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
FC United are calling on all supporters to get involved in the BP Boost, a development fund initiative set up to help raise much needed funds to assist the club in clearing its outstanding debts. BP Boost has been established to encourage all supporters to try and raise £20 a month any way they can. So if you'd like to get involved in the BP Boost, please email vinny.thompson@fc-utd.net for your fundraising pack, leaving your name and address. Make no mistake, every penny counts. So join the BP Boost drive today. Thank you.
Our time here. And it's FC United 2-0 up at Croft Park against Blind Spartans in the National League North. This is FC Line, brought to you by you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and of course the lovely, lovely people at constructivecoding.com. Now, Woodzo's here. Stato Paul's still with us. What do you make of that, Arv? That was like the FC of old.
Somebody just said that on...
That's what I read it from.
All right, okay. I thought you just read the same thing. Yes. Slowish opening. I mean, it looks all right, but they seem to have the slightly the better of the first 5-10 minutes. Had a good chance from Maguire, I think, with a shot that was just curling in, but Allison did well. After that, going forward with devastation,
Samoa's
pace,
Samoa's
not just
on the left.
Not just. I mean, I don't know if you if you've noticed, you haven't commented on it, but Wallen is almost he's playing as a centre half. So he's as good as.
O'Halloran and Lynch are playing fullback today.
Well, yeah, I was saying that the Senior and Thompson are playing as wing. We're not playing with three centre halves, but Walden is playing very deep, controlling the ball from the back and allowing them to go forward down that left hand side. I mean, Simo's was quiet on the right hand side, and then as soon as he swapped, put Donny onto this side, and Simo's over there, he's got the beating every single time. You know, we saw with the cynical foul, which, you know, is a yellow card in every other ground in the league. He just can't cope with it. And we've said it before in the last couple of matches, we should be 3 or 4 nil up, but very easily. I mean, we've had the Willoughby chance just towards the end of the half there.
The Samoa's chance.
The Samoa's chance we've deflected wide, but the Willoughby one, he's pulled it back to him. Yeah. He pulled the trigger. We've seen a player of his quality would normally bury it. It was closed down quite quickly. You know, credit to the Blythe defence, but
it could have been four.
It should very easily be four, and you know,
it's a bit like the Kidderminster performance in that regard.
Well,
isn't it?
From that point of view, yes. I just thought we need to keep it going for 90 minutes. In the, you know, well, one thing we've struggled with certainly Tuesday night was,
and it's now time for Paul's magical stats.
Oh, go on then.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Well, in league games this season, 15 league games, we've conceded 7 goals in the last 15 minutes, and that's cost us 5 points.
5 points, which would take us where, Paul, in the league table?
Up to...
To where Blythe are.
Yes. We'd be level with Blythe now.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
If the scores stay the same, we'd be 3 points ahead of them.
Yeah,
exactly. Well worked out, that.
Thank you.
It's good, that.
That's right.
But to see an FC team from the start of the season...
At Stockport
for our
say.
Game. But other poor performances are available.
Yeah, as an example.
Yeah, to see that a team who've very similar to Kinnaman 2 weeks ago, closing down as a unit, working for each other. You know, not just the chances we've had that we could have scored. As we said, I think I can't remember if it was last Saturday or Tuesday night. Some of the through balls, if those through balls had just got through, we'd have been up 1-on-1 3, 4, 5 times in this game.
Wouldn't you like this squad to go to Edgeley Park now?
I'd like to, yeah, exactly.
And have another shot at it.
Yes.
Let's do it in the FA Trophy.
No,
let's do it in the FA Trophy.
Let's not go back there till next season at the very earliest. How about that?
But we look.
Give you a free programme.
Yeah, but I was on the other side, though. Oh, yeah.
Paul, sorry.
But we do look a lot more structured and a lot more organised.
You can see it, can't you? That's the big thing about it.
And the way we break from the back to the front has got purpose to it, it's got method.
Well, there's pace
not just kicking it long. It's much more cleverer than that, isn't it? It's smarter.
And the couple of passes are long, if you like, but they're not long balls. They're actually balls in behind, where you're getting Willoughby or Senior or Thompson in behind.
Let's talk about that Piers control and volley, which was offside.
I didn't think he was offside either, but anyway.
But what control.
It was unbelievable, yes.
Amazing.
It came over his head and he controlled it. Just he watched it come over and brought it down. He killed it stone dead. I didn't think he was off, but anyway.
We've had a couple of pieces of correspondence in. Lee on Twitter, we've been phenomenal this first half. Keep it up, lads. And Josh, why can't we do this at home?
Well that's the next question.
That we nearly yeah, have a couple of times.
I think really we've had two home games we really should have won based on the chances created. But we've not quite got over the line.
I mean, maybe. The way we're playing and we're set up is to be more counter-attack, even at home, potentially. You know, I mean,
what we were trying with Alfreton, and they were pressing to begin with, and then they quickly learned that there's no point doing that. Blyth started off that way, not pressing FC United, letting them pass in their own third. But as soon as they go 2-0 down, they're being pulled all over the place.
We've got players like Willoughby, who's playing off. I mean, he's like we said before the game. And you said in your introduction, you know, he's lined up in essence as a number 10 as opposed to a striker, but he's still playing off shoulders. If we've got Simoes, if we've got the likes of Thompson, I think we're probably going, but he's due to go back after next Saturday's game, unfortunately. But let's see what happens on that.
And he's having a great game.
But, you know, and Senior getting in behind, you know, so it is. There's just pace and purpose to it all of a sudden.
The magic that is Simoes. But I mean, just beats players for fun.
Since he's moved to that left hand side, he's just been absolutely unplayable.
And Cunningham's been reduced to.
Well, he should be on a yellow card. And that, if he was on a yellow card, that would make the second half very, very interesting for Blyth's right back. Just to even up, Wallen should have had a yellow card as well.
Very similar foul. So,
Anyway, one of the best first halves of football I can remember from an FC team. Bossing every department, a forward who bullies the back four. It should be four. Hope it continues in the second half. That's from Jane.
That's from the correspondent, just in the row in the front here.
The cheap seats.
The cheap seats.
I mean, can't get too carried away. It's 2-1. It's 2-0. Always a tricky lead to.
I wouldn't want to concede early in the second half because this crowd will. We know
momentum's
what crowd is
a big thing, isn't it?
The Partizan up here, and you know, they will properly. I mean, that's been another good thing about the first half. The way we've been playing, they've been on their back for most of it. It was only towards the end when the Wallen foul seemed to wake them all up again that we're getting behind them. So an early goal for them in this half may well. You know, we'd have to weather the storm. I think an early goal for us, conversely, will probably kill the game off because they'll probably get on their players' backs.
And as Woodzo pointed out earlier,
we've
got some experience on the bench this afternoon.
We've got
the closing stages, perhaps.
I think it's arguably the best bench we've named all season. Jack Bannister, Lewis Mansell, Jamal Crawford, Jamie Milligan, and Sam Baird.
So we're covering a lot of bases.
That's five substitutions there. That aren't going to necessarily.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think you're right. But yeah, I mean, that might be why Milligan has been finally registered. That maybe Neil's
just to see the game out.
That we struggled to see the game out on.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't manage to win the game last Saturday. I know Brackley didn't score late on, but you know, we didn't see the game out then. And then certainly on Tuesday night, 88th minute, when let's be honest, at that point, even though it's only 1-0, you're thinking towards the 3 points, and the sucker punch came. Maybe we just need a little bit more experience in the middle of that pitch just to calm things down. Because Potts has been brilliant, but something with him as well, maybe.
Fitness cost us in the last game, in the closing stages, I think.
And on that score, what better thing to have a 39-year-old coming on?
Well, with fresh legs, though.
Absolutely,
Neil said come on, boys, let's see this home. Jamie Milligan to come on and show it all up right at the end.
I think, well, that we can only assume that's why he's and you know.
Like we said, the only injuries.
We know he's got experience.
The only injuries, the only players missing. There's no suspensions. It's just Winter and Barnes.
Yeah,
and that's it.
And they'll be out. Swimming Barnes will be up for the new year. And I think Winter's probably another month at least.
Winter should be on his back somewhere with loads of those pins in his back. He's still
demolishing a building next to where I work. Acupuncture.
That's right. Yeah,
he's still demolishing a building next to where I work at the minute.
Is he the ball?
Hey, the thing is though,
he's allowed to play with it at the moment.
Joking aside, that's the problem with that, and that's when it brings on what you do at non-league football, because we've got a player who's got it's easy to forget that, you know, he's got a very physical job where he's currently, like I say, I mean, I know I think he uses those air cons, but at the minute he's demolishing a building in the city centre of Manchester with a back injury. Acts to me as a reminder that we're watching semi-professional footballers who are carrying injuries but are going working in a lot of cases, physical work that they're not. It's not like he can sit at a desk, put a cushion at the back of him and rest his back.
Or have one of those special chairs.
Oh, them special chairs. Well, whatever.
Hola, radio crew. One for Paul. When was the last time we were 2-0 up at half time and won? Good luck with that, mate. Anyway, just to give you some half-time scores, while Paul is rattling through his
well,
files.
Cone in the cup.
Hang on.
There you are, then. Oh, about 3 weeks
there you
ago.
Go.
About a month ago.
Thanks for playing, Tim. Right, OK. Aston United are 1-0 down against Boston United at Hurst Cross. It's Alfreton 0, AFC Telford 0, but Telford are down to 10 men. Brackley 0, Chester 0. Chester, of course, announced their new assistant manager, Jono, in the week. Curzon, it's just a joke.
You're in trouble now.
Just a joke. Curzon Ashton 0, Southport 1. Charlie 0, Spennymoor 0. Darlington 0, Geyser 0, Hereford 0, Altrincham 0, Kidderminster 0, Southport 4. And thanks to Johnny. Thanks to Johnny on the forum for
saying that's what I read. That's where I read that as well, yes.
And Nuneaton 0. Leamington 2 and 10 man York 0 Bradbrook Avenue 1. Woodsell, closing thoughts?
No point.
Thanks,
well,
mate.
There you go.
So, FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Just a reminder, this commentary here is part of a double header this weekend. Women's Team Live back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. It's FC United against Tranmere Rovers live from Broadhurst Park. If you can make the game, do get down there. But if you can't, don't worry. We've got full coverage available here on SC Radio.
Unbeaten
from
2
o'clock. Yes, and no longer unbeaten FC United.
Yes, work to do.
Anyway, right. It's now the second half here on FC Radio. Radio for FC United Manchester. It's Blythe Spartans against FC United. FC 2-0 up. And just to give you the FC United team, Allinson, Senior, Thompson, O'Halloran, Lynch, Potts the captain, Samoes, Wallen, Piers, Willoughby and Donoghue. And we are back underway. So I can give you the Blythe team. Jameson, Cunningham, Liddle, Oliver, Buddle, Lang, Rivers, Mullen, Maguire, Green and captain Robbie Dale. And as we're saying that half time, a very accomplished substitute bench as well for FC United in Bannister, Mansell, Crawford, Milligan and Baird. So plenty of options for Neil Reynolds, but I think the first thing to consider, Paul, is make sure there's no early goal conceded.
No, that's one of our bugbears of recent times, in that we conceded in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Got to get out of that habit.
Well, Potts wins the ball back and plays it to Senior. Senior infield to Wallen. Wallen, nice pass there to Piers. To Senior. Good stuff there. Here's Donoghue. Down the line it goes for Willoughby. Willoughby pushes Lang in the back there. Referee says play on. Remarkable. Anyway, it's cleared. Thought that was a nailed on foul. Dale keeps it in play. Blind ball over the top there towards Maguire. Lynch defends that well, but Maguire wins the ball back. Maguire, back it goes to Dale. Dale now with a through ball and Maguire's offside.
They'll certainly be looking for a quick riposte, and it's our job to keep the score at 2-0 and hopefully build on it.
Well, a bit of a breaking play here while something happens. The referee wants to. I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, it's a goal kick.
He's changed his mind.
Yeah, it was a free kick, but he's given a goal kick instead. And, well, it's Allinson to take this. FC United 2-0 up here. It's a Saturday afternoon of FC Live on FC Radio, of course. Home and away throughout the season. And here's Potts now. Potts. Back it goes to Lynch. Lynch with a first-time ball over the top, but that's going to be comfortable for Buddle. Buddle. I say it was comfortable for Buddle. He had all the time in the world. It sliced his clearance.
Can't believe the man to our left has stolen my 79-second stamp.
He stole it as well.
Yeah,
it's just used it is literally like we've got the guy from BBC Radio York with us.
It's all over again, isn't it?
Yeah. He's your nemesis, isn't he, Paul?
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Dreadful.
Anyway, infield the ball goes to Oliver. Oliver now with Thompson. Mistimes his clearance. Ball breaks to Rivers. Rivers lines up a shot. And that is poor.
Well, it was a chance there for him to dip his toe in the water, Rivers, but unfortunately he missed completely.
But that was a let off there for FC United, a poor clearance from Thompson, and Rivers was through there on the right hand side, and well, he put his shot wide, and the score remains 2-0. Allinson with this goal kick. Stockport have gone 1-0 up against Curzon Ashton at the Tameside Stadium. And well, it's now with Rivers. Rivers dispossessed there by Wallen, and that ball's going to be brought back for a free kick on for FC United. Taken quickly by Wallen. Here's Potts now. Potts on in the centre circle. Twists and what control there from Potts. Gets it to Donoghue. Donoghue's infield with it. Donoghue looking out towards his left hand side. Plays the ball there to Samoes. Samoes back there to Wallen. Wallen with a pass to Thompson on his left hand touchline. Thompson back to Wallen. Back to Potts. Potts with a first time ball over the top there. Cunningham and Donoghue battling. Cleared. Flicked on there by Mullen and towards Lynch. Lynch with a comfortable header back. It goes to Lloyd Allenson. Score stays 2-0. Here's Lynch now. Lynch back it goes to Lloyd Allenson. Allenson being put under pressure here by Dale. And out of play it goes. Good pressing there from the Blythe captain.
Yes, they certainly need to up the ante in the second half. Very much as Brackley did the other week against us.
Throw in taken down the left hand side with Maguire. Maguire now over on that left hand touchline. He's looking for options. He's got Donoghue in front of him. He's heading towards the byline. Maguire with the ball. Good defending there from Donoghue. I mean, it's a corner, but I don't think Donoghue touched that ball.
Yeah.
But it's a corner.
But it's going to be quickly taken as well.
5 minutes on the clock in the second half. It's taken quickly. Rivers now on his right foot crosses the ball in towards the back post. Header there. Senior of a save. O'Halloran. The save from Allenson hits O'Halloran in the head and just goes over. Just. It's another corner. Dangerous times at Stressy United. In it comes towards the near post. Headed clear there by Piers. It breaks though there to Oliver. It's ricocheting around the FC United box. And now FC United bring the ball clear. And Samoes is onside. Over on the left-hand side. He's now checking in field with it. Samoes into the penalty area. One-on-one. Saved by the goalkeeper. And I think Samoes there was... he had too much time in his hands to think about it, didn't he, Paul?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately... he was all on his own and he drew the keeper. He just maybe got a bit too close to the keeper.
Now, I've got to say, FC United in this opening 50 minutes have become the perfect counter-attacking side. It's beautiful to watch, isn't it, at times? They literally just break out. You can't take a free kick for offside in the opposition half.
There is a way you can't.
Look, sorry, get back in your referee bunker. The ball breaks now in midfield. Here's Piers. Piers released Donoghue. Donoghue over on the right hand side. Towards the right hand side. In it comes towards Piers. It beats to Willoughby. Willoughby, surely. What a save from the goalkeeper. Oh, it was like Peter Schmeichel in against Rapid Vienna. Point blank save.
Well, that was a superb save, but really it should have been buried, I think.
Well, FC United ruined two chances there in 2 minutes. FC United should be home and hosed.
And we're just ripping them to bits.
But like I said, good to watch, aren't they, FC United?
Really surprised. Good
to watch. I've been a long time, Paul, to be fair. Anyway, it's Green now. Green with a nice pass out towards the left-hand side to Maguire. Maguire on his right foot shoots. Straight at, as my co-commentator to the right-hand side said, straight to Allenson. Score stays 2-0.
Yes, he can actually...
I'm going to get him one more cup of coffee at full time. I've decided...
He can just pause occasionally.
He can host it.
Yeah.
Allenson, a shallow clearance there, and it breaks to Piers. Piers to Donoghue. Donoghue tries to find Samoes. And that's the thing. You just play the ball 10 yards in front of everyone. There's a good chance an FC player is going to race onto it.
Because we've got pace in the side.
What's that? Thompson plays the ball to Piers. Piers with a nice touch there. Come
that's
on, referee.
Foul,
Willoughby brought down there. And it is a card. The referee's lost his...
mind.
It's a free kick to FC United. Over to...
There's no card for that, by the way.
Potts, and that's going to go out of play. Into touch it goes. Throw into Blythe by the corner flag.
It's a very open second half.
Very open second half, but I think that suits FC United with the way they're playing. As we proved in the last 5 minutes, two glorious chances have gone begging though. And Maguire wins that flick on there. And Green, is he going to get the better side of O'Halloran? O'Halloran plays the ball to Dale. Dale on his right foot, beats one man, beats two, and drags it wide. Oh, we talk about the chances FC United are having, but Blythe have missed a few.
Well, Dale was so deliberate about that. He drew the challenge. Drew the keeper, picked his spot, and fired it wide. quite unbelievable. Maguire unselfishly set him up, and he had acres of space in the box. He had so much time, and yet he still failed.
Barn door comes to mind.
Let offs at both ends. Quite amazing.
Well, Lynch from right back plays the ball forward. Piers wins the header to Willoughby. Oh, Willoughby tries to find Samoes. Ball breaks to Potts. Potts now over on this left-hand side. Potts to Samoes. Samoes lays it off there to Willoughby. Willoughby back out to his left-hand side. Thompson. Thompson forward to Samoes. And FC United's passing in life's half is just so crisp.
It's crisp and accurate, yeah. and purposeful.
Thompson. Piers comes short for it. Piers. Back it goes to Thompson. Thompson back to Piers in field. Piers back it goes to Wallen. Wallen to O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Potts. Potts, lovely turn on this left-hand touchline, and he's brought back for a foul. Substitution for Blythe Spartans.
Not surprising, they've been run ragged in certain areas of the pitch. Rivers coming off, I think.
And it is Jarrett Rivers coming off, and he's not had the best of games, Rivers, to be fair. And in his place, it's going to be Adam Wrightson. I think that's a 15.
So another winger on for a winger. Another change coming up.
In fact, three substitutions, and I think that's the measure of FC United.
That's how desperate Blythe feel at the
moment.
Well,
it's not desperation, is it? It's just not working for them, so they've got to change it drastically. Bradley Fooster's coming on, and off
Oliver.
Oliver's coming off.
Fooster's worth millions, isn't he?
Just as much as that joke is. And Kieran Green's coming off. I mean, you're taking a player off of his calibre, formerly Gateshead, and Sean Reid coming on. I mean, Sean Reid.
When a manager plays all these three cards together, that tells you how challenging the task is.
Let's remember what Brackley and Alfreton did. They made changes, and then suddenly it was working out for them. So, FC United looking for... It's a
throw-in right in the corner. I don't know if that was tactical.
Potts there with a proper percentage ball into the corner. Flicked on though and cleared, and O'Halloran beats everyone there, and it's going to go back to Jameson. So don't forget, you can get in touch with us this evening at FCUM Radio station at fcmradio.co.uk, and we are of course perusing the matchday thread on the Solis One forum. Here is Dale now. Dale, good control there, but Senior defends it, and out of play it goes for a throw in just inside FC United's half. Throwing taken, and here's Reid. Reid, who had a storming game in the corresponding fixture last season at Broadhurst Park.
Yes,
he had a ball, didn't
he? We were led a merry dance in that game. I think we lost 3-1. But that completely was different game to today.
That was the Blythe Spartans of Dale Maguire and Hobson up front. Hobson, of course, has gone back to Whitby Town over the summer. Thompson with this throw in. Down the line it goes. Potts there. Wins the header, but the clearance is made. O'Halloran's going to have to be brave, and looked like he was impeded there a bit by Maguire, who didn't make any attempt to get the ball. But it's a throw-in to Blythe Spartans, just in front of the home dugout. Throw-in taken there by Cunningham. Here's Maguire now on the edge of the box. O'Halloran clears it. On his far as Reid. Reid now to Maguire. Maguire's got three red shirts around him. His ball is cleared by Lynch. And Lang with a good header there against Willoughby. Here's Reid in midfield, and Piers a Maradona turn, and Reid's carted him. Has he lost his bucket, his cards?
I think he's left them in the dressing room.
Why, man?
He's too embarrassed to admit it.
There is going to be a moment where he snaps though and just suddenly starts waving them around willy-nilly. You can see it coming a mile off. Here's Samoes back to the halfway line to Thompson. Thompson to Wallen. Midway to FC United's half on his left hand side. That's a risky ball, but Lynch wins that race against Dale, and it's cleared by Senior. Wallen with a header. It's a nice header actually, if Willoughby could get to it, and Willoughby does get to it. Good tenacity there from FC United's number 10. Back in field it goes to Potts, to Donoghue, to Wallen, back to Potts. FC United superb when they start passing the ball around. Nice ball by Potts. Is Thompson going to keep it in? He does, by the corner flag.
you're saying it went out.
Well, the line up. And, well, we're going over to our bunker now, our referee correspondent.
Well, that's what I want to just mention. It's interesting, referee tolerances, because the only card in the game has been for a little bit of dissent for what was barely a foul. But cynical fouls from both sides have resulted in nothing.
Reed there with a nice ball out to the left-hand side, finds Robbie Dale. Dale's one-on-one there with Senior, beats Senior, plays the ball into the box. Good challenge there from O'Halloran. That's proper defending from FC United's number four. He'll be in Team of the Week again in the non-league paper if he carries on like that. Here's Wallen. He's up for the fourth week on the trot. Donoghue, infield he comes. Plays it to Potts. Potts now, if he can find Thompson on the left-hand side, and he does. Thompson on the halfway line. Down the line it goes to Samoes. Samoes, oh, turns Cunningham. And Samoes now, he's got to play find a through ball. Oh, and Lang, I'll tell you what, that challenge out there on Willoughby, it was a body check. That would be a foul in NFL.
That was a shocking challenge. It wasn't even a challenge, was it?
Blimey. What's the referee thinking? Well, Reed is going to get this ball and keeps it in play. Reed plays the ball back here, finds Wrightson. Wrightson looking dangerous on his left foot, shoots, drags it wide. Referee, that's appalling. Willoughby was through there. He was body checked out of it by Lang.
And he's still debating it now. He can't believe it that he's... The referee didn't give him. In fact, he's walking towards the referee now, and he wants a word with him. They're coming together, he's claiming, the referee.
Yeah, only...
New referee, why is he going to fall over?
BBC Radio Cumbria joining us there now. Come a long way over.
Radio Lindisfarne.
Lang there, this time meeting the ball and decided to go to the ball rather than the player. Piers plays it over the top there for Willoughby to chase, and Buddle gets enough on it for Jameson. Jameson slices his clearance, and you can hear it hit the roof
as we reach the hour mark.
An hour on the clock here, FC United 2-0 up. Should be more if they're trooping home, but Blythe have had a few good chances as well, which
could be about 6-2.
Yeah. Well, Thompson with this throw midway into Blythe's half. Samoes comes short for it, back to Thompson. Thompson infield with it, leaves Reed still with the ball. Thompson looking out towards the right side, finds Donoghue. Donoghue beats one man, beats two. Donoghue tries to beat a third, and well, Mullen brings the ball out and now plays the ball to Wrightson on this right touchline. Wrightson, who looks like a bag of tricks, over the halfway line he goes. Donoghue comes back, wins the ball, and Donoghue is well, those are the views of our fellow press here.
He's got his yellow card out again.
And he's going to, I told you at one point he was going to snap and start being really silly, and that's what the referee's been. He's going to book Donoghue for a good challenge. Well, and you can read Woodsall's match report on the official website on Monday morning. And it's a free kick by Oliver, and cleared by Senior. Not the best of clearances though. And it's Dale down the right hand, down the left hand side to Maguire. Back it goes to Dale. Dale now tries to switch play towards Wrightson. Thompson wins the header. Reed wins the ball. And Wrightson nutmegs Thompson there. And Wrightson heading towards the penalty area. Along the penalty area he goes. Shot comes in. And well, this is dangerous times for FC United. It's with Maguire on the edge of the box. It's cleared. And now it's Samoes. Samoes turns. Finds Willoughby. Oh, Willoughby can't quite get to that ball. And Lang plays the ball back. And not the best of back passes to Jameson.
Wrightson is obviously a very dangerous player when he runs with the ball.
Buddle. Long ball out towards the left-hand side, towards Maguire. Maguire by the corner flag, plays the ball infield to Dale. Dale with a first-time pass, comfortable for Lynch. And Lynch can go a few yards with this ball, plays it to Willoughby. To Potts. Potts is Thompson now. Thompson, nice ball forward, nice control from Willoughby. Willoughby now on the left-hand side of Blythe's penalty area. He's heading towards the byline, still with the ball. Plays it in towards the six-yard box, which is cleared. Good stuff from Potts. Gets the ball to Thompson. To Potts. And so Moses chasing that ball. He's going to get to that ball, and Cunningham slides in. And it's going to be a throw-in to FC United. 20 yards or so from the Blythe corner flag over on this left-hand side.
Don't you think FC have become the side that you would love to play for, suddenly?
Commentate on, certainly.
You'd love to play in this side as well, though, wouldn't you?
Thompson to Piers. Piers now towards the corner flag. He goes with the ball. Keeps the ball in play, and just out of play it goes. By the way, sorry for the duff information earlier. Conor Oliver's still on the pitch. It was Damon Mullen who went off. They've got similar haircuts.
Well, I was going off numbers on the board.
And well, it's what's the referee giving there? A free kick to Blythe, just inside FC United's half, 1 yard in from the touchline, left hand side. That's a poor pass from Dale. Samoes cuts it out, and I've got it all day long. Samoes now moving forward over the halfway line. He goes, still with the ball, charging at Cunningham. Beats Cunningham, still with the ball. This is great stuff from FC's number 7. Into the penalty area it goes. Cross comes in. It's a strong challenge there. Still in play. Here's Pierce. Shot charge down. And blimey, that was great stuff from Samoes. But here's Donoghue now on the edge of the box. Donoghue tries to find Senior. And Senior's committed a run forward there now. And Blythe can counter-attack if they can find the right pass. And, well, ball play forward. Allinson's outside his penalty area. Wins the ball and needed to.
And gets the throw in. End to end stuff. Great to watch.
Well,
everybody's getting the money's worth this afternoon.
Certainly are. And I hope you're all enjoying this at home. FC Live, of course, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we've got 25 minutes left to play here at Croft Park. 2-0 the score to FC United. Throw in taken by Senior. Well, it looked like it gone out of play that, but it stayed in. And Wallen wins that ball there, and Reid had his foot up. And well, Bannister's coming on for FC United. First change of the afternoon for FC. And it's Donoghue coming off.
You're welcome.
The echo chamber of Croft Park.
Next year, we should just share it somewhere. You know, like when we did Kidderminster away, we were on Black Country Radio as well.
Maybe
because they couldn't be bothered sending a commentator.
Maybe you should have done the half each. You know.
Well, it's Donoghue coming off and Jack Bannister coming on. Good stuff, of course, from Michael Donoghue this afternoon. Low knee from Fleetwood. He's a good player, isn't he?
Very good. He's player. An old-fashioned winger, I would like to say.
Well, from the Football League to the North West Counties now, former witness player Jack Bannister on. And I meant that as a compliment to the North West Counties, by the way.
Well, it's certainly shown that there are players at a lower level who can do.
Allinson with that
work.
Free kick, and well, I tell you what, that that header back there from Lang was perfect in the end, if not a bit risky. And there's Reid now, towards the halfway line he goes, and Piers checks him back. And out towards this right-hand side now to Cunningham. Cunningham now back to Lang. Buddle out towards the left-hand side now to Liddle. Liddle in field, he comes with it. And back it goes to Buddle. It's good. He's checking me work. Here's Oliver. Oliver. Out towards the archer, it's well cut out there by Thompson, and here's Samoes. Samoes has been lively all afternoon, plays the ball through there, and Piers! Oh, he drags it wide.
The goal threat, though, on the counter-attack.
Well, it's just Samoes, isn't it? Every time he gets the ball, you get excited. It's like the old days when Rocker or Torpy were playing.
You see him get the ball, and there are players running left and right in support, and there's options. There's always options.
And that's an interesting pass there by Dale. Lang doesn't get to it. Cunningham has to keep the ball in play. and Cunningham plays the ball over the top here. Maguire is going to put the pressure on O'Halloran, but it's out of play for a goal kick. Apparently you're the referee assessor this afternoon. You've had four job titles today.
I don't know if it's him with being what technical director, is he? Director of football. There you go. Busy man.
I mean, you and Harry Redknapp, I mean, how do you find the time to be director of football, Woodsell? He's the only other director of football I know of. Is he going in the jungle? Is he?
What, wheelie dealing?
Oh, you imagine him on the Bush Tucker Challenge. Wheelie dealing. Piers, Oliver battling away there, but Oliver wins this round. Over the halfway line he goes, but Pops, well, Willoughby. Well, Reid.
It's a shocker.
Reid, it's a shocking challenge there on Thompson.
Not Sean Reid.
You've got to give him Thompson a card.
He's asking Thompson to get up here, which is not really the matter in hand. It's the challenge.
And, Reid is going to get a booking. Strange refereeing. Telling the player to get up.
He should be more focused on the challenge than the injury at the moment.
Well, yellow card for Reid. I did say he was going to be strange towards the end, because that's what happens, isn't it? Referees get a bit bored. Take up fishing or become foreign secretary?
Or both.
Hey, satire, everyone. Satire is alive and well. the referee's going to have a word here with Neil Reynolds, and it's all amicable in the end. And it's a free kick to SC United just inside their own half. Wallen takes it. Piers battling away there with Lang. Buddle clears it. We're about to go to the live to the referee's assessor's caravan out back. But Wallen's going to get booked for that. Bit naughty there from FC United's number 8. And so we now come to our referee assessor.
He just got that wrong as well, because the laws now state if a player goes down and needs treatment and the other player gets a yellow card, you don't have to leave the pitch. He made him go off the pitch. He's even got the basics wrong here.
Wallen is getting a yellow card.
Wallen going to get a booking. Definitely was a booking. Pulled the player back, but it's a worthy booking.
After going two games without any yellow cards, we're back on the yellow card front.
Well, let's be honest, it's the referee. It's like an avalanche of bookings all of a sudden. Here's Conor Oliver with this free kick. Got 20 minutes left to play here at Croft Park. FC United 2-0 up. Well, the referee is, like I said, take up fishing, temping bowling, bowls. Spend some time in the park.
This is Fuster and Piers who are involved in a bit of a debate, but the referee's happy with them now. Can actually get on with the game.
And it is Winder. It's a free kick, two blind Spartans, 71 minutes on the clock. FC United 2-0 up here. It'll be a good time for Blyth for them to score. Oliver, in it comes towards the FC United penalty area. It's cleared. Second ball finds a Blyth player. Shot comes in straight to Allinson. And talk about the return of Rocker and Torpe. Sam Ashton was back then. Down he went on his prayer mat. And Allinson clears it high in the air. It goes, the ball. Not the player. And it's Wrightson. Wrightson with a ball over the top here for Maguire. Well read by O'Halloran, but Wrightson picks up the second ball. Wrightson now motoring forward down the right hand side. Ball. He's a bag of tricks, and he tied himself in a bit of a knot there, did Wrightson. And now Willoughby brings the ball out over the halfway line. Willoughby plays a through ball here, and Samos is definitely going to get to that ball. Towards the byline he goes. First time ball into the box. It's a poor pass, though, from Samos. And Oliver now looking for options. And O'Halloran cuts that pass out towards Maguire. Here's Lynch to Potts, back to O'Halloran. O'Halloran now to Samos. Samos with a flick on there, and Piers was on his heels, and out play it goes.
73 minutes on the clock.
2-0 the score, and FC United in good voice over on the far side. If we've got all that stand, there's about 200 who've made the trip, I'd say. In fact, there's someone behind that goal as well, isn't there? Yeah, so about 250, 300.
And at the moment, they feel like it was
200.
Money and time well spent.
Throw in to Blythe, midway in their own half. Cunningham takes it. Here's Reid, who's on a booking now. Over the top, the ball goes. Wallen wins the header. Reid gets to the second ball. Tries to find Dale. Bannister's in midfield, trying to battle that ball back. But it's now with Buddle. Buddle out towards the left-hand side with Liddle. Back in field to Dale. Dale out towards this right-hand side now to Cunningham. Bit of possession here from Blythe Spartans. Through ball played. And here is Fuster. Fuster towards the byline. Cross comes in. Charged down by O'Halloran. It's a corner to Blythe. I mean, what does Neil Reynolds do here? I mean, I don't like the idea of some players. I don't like the idea of FC United players being on bookings while Blythe are trying to get into this game. It's a corner to Blythe Spartans. In it comes from Oliver from this right hand side. Lots of curl on that ball. It's cleared though by O'Halloran. And Jameson's not too far off his own, off the halfway line here. And Jameson now, under no pressure, takes his time, plays a long ball into FC United's box, beats everyone, goal kick. Alan Armstrong will be pulling his hair out of that. He's still got hair, hasn't he, Alan? Yes, he has, yeah. Okay. So, FC Live here on a Saturday afternoon. 15 minutes left to play.
Any interesting scores?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Pop. You should be a producer on Five Live, just whispering in my ear. Jonathan Pearce, say something interesting for a change. Alfreton 0, Telford 1. Both teams now down to 10 men in that game.
Allinson's going to get a yellow card, I think, for time wasting.
Oh, dear referee. He's gone from a man who had his cards left in the dressing room to Paul Newman in the sting.
I've got a feeling that he's not going to be scored very highly by the FC manager this afternoon. Simmons is down on the floor for some strange reason.
Wasting time then. One or the other.
Of course, no one knew what. Maybe some religious people can get in touch. What is Jesus' middle name? That begins with H. Other scores. Kidderminster got one back. It's Kidderminster 1, Southport 4. York, 10-man York 1, Bradford Park Avenue 3. Leamington are still 2-0 up at Nuneaton. Hereford are 1-0 up against Altrincham. Darlington 0. Ooh, Ivy Charla. That was a.
Don't lose
that is good one, though. That is good. Anyway, Darlington 0, Geyser 0. Charlie 1, Spennymoor 2, Brackley 2-1 up against Chester, and Boston are still 1 up against Ashton United.
So Moses coming off. His game is up.
So Allinson booked for time wasting when a player's down injured, and Samo's off injured now, and Crawford coming on. And
I presume he's going to allow this substitution.
Well, the amount of time wasting Allinson's doing here, surely should be a second yellow, shouldn't it, for Allinson, the amount of time he's wasting here. Crawford on, Samo's off. Samo's had a great afternoon. But Crawford's been live the last couple of times he's come on from the substitutes bench. Allinson now. Crawford's first touch is ahead of one. Potts can't get to that ball. Wrightson clears it. O'Halloran wins the second ball. Piers, nice ball back there, finds Potts. Potts with a through ball to Crawford on this left-hand side. Crawford now plays the ball in. Oh, it's just behind Bannister. And cleared by Blythe.
Again, ripped him down the flanks.
And
good chance.
It's going to be a throw in to FC United, just inside their own half. Thompson to take it. Stockport County are now 2-0 up against 10-man Kurz Nashton. Mr Flanagan will not like that scoreline in any way, shape or form. And it's cleared by Thompson. Here's Wrightson now. Oliver miscontrols it. Wallen wins the ball. Out of play, it goes for a throw in. And it's Cunningham to take it. Fuster now plays it back to the halfway line to Buddle. Buddle finds Liddle on the left hand side. Liddle back in field to Dale. A nice given goal there. Blido back on the ball. Cross comes in. Charged down and it's comfortable in the end for Sam Ashton in the SC United. Sorry, that's Lloyd Allison, isn't it? Just banter, everyone. Just banter. Yeah, I won't be paying £1 million for that piece of commentary. Satire, still alive and well on FC Live. That's two, that, in 10 minutes. Where are they coming from?
Smash and grab.
I know. Of course, vegans are welcome on this radio station. Back it goes. Forward here now to find Piers. Piers to Crawford. Crawford nearly beats Lang. But Piers wins the ball back, but then gives it away. And cleared only as far as Potts on the halfway line. Potts now for FC United. Crawford onside and Potts finds him by the corner flag. Crawford takes a touch, crosses the ball in only as far as Piers. Piers on the edge of the area, facing the wrong way though. Back out to his left hand side to Crawford. FC United in no hurry. Here's Potts now. Potts chips over the top. Here's Willoughby. Willoughby keeps it in play. Willoughby towards the Blythe corner flag he goes. Got Lang wrestling him a bit here, but Willoughby, good strength. Free kick. Referee brings it back for a free kick. More or less a corner, this, as they say. We've got 79 minutes played. Free kick to FC United by the Blythe corner flag over on this left hand side. Thompson to take it. Thompson, in it comes towards the far post as the wind gets up here at Croft Park. It's cleared though by Reid, and Dale finishes the job and slices his clearance. He's not happy over here. Not happy, bunny. Yeah, FC United have been good rather than Blythe being poor. Although there has been a couple of moments for both sides, but senior with this throw-in. Sorry, it sounded like Donald Trump then, didn't I? Yeah. More satire. Who knew? Lang. Lang on the edge of the D. His own D, that is. Out towards the left-hand side. Finds Liddle. Liddle to Buddle. Not making these names up. Here's Dale. Dale now. Back to Liddle. Wallen, good stuff. To Bannister. To Piers. Back to Bannister. Bannister's breaking there.
Him out.
He's checked out again.
And body checked.
Yeah, and it's going to be a yellow card here.
That was disgraceful.
It's a yellow card for Nathan Buddle. And I don't think there's any question at all that that is a foul and a booking for Buddle. So
he's taking advice from his assistant now.
He's asking whether he's the last man. I mean, there's a long way to go. There's a long way to go, in all fairness. And it is just a yellow card for Nathan Buddle.
It's Buddle was in a muddle there, I think.
Buddle was in a muddle. I like that. Very good. You can use that for your match report, Woodsell. That one's for free. Sorry, I just signed a consent form on your behalf. You don't
That's
mind,
okay.
Do you? No, okay. Free kick to FC United. And this is shooting range for Willoughby. In fact, he's leaving it. Be ambitious for me, wouldn't it?
He's still looking at it. A bit of indecision about what to do with this free kick.
It's 10 yards out on the right hand side of the penalty area.
Either Willoughby
right
shoots
right of centre, that is,
or he leaves it. Yeah,
yeah,
he leaves it to senior.
Senior
and goes into the box.
So Senior's going to cross this ball in. He might actually go for it. Could have been watching some Cafu Dennis Irwin videos of yesteryear. Joel Senior now with this free kick. Got 8 minutes left to play, and it comes from Senior. He does go for goal, and unlike Cafu, didn't really challenge the goalkeeper, but the goalkeeper made a mare of that one. And out of play it goes. It's going to be a corner to FC United over on that right hand side.
Five corners apiece now,
and it's going to be a corner to FC United. 8 minutes left to play here. Bannister to take it over on the right hand side. 2-0 the score remains to the visitors. In it comes from Bannister towards the near post. It gets the penalty spot. Wallen was there. A first time chance. A good save there from Jameson, and Jameson's in a hurry, clears his lines, and it's Fuster chasing this ball. One bounce. Allison's going to get to that ball, and does.
Well done, Allison.
Yep. Takes the sting out of it well and truly.
Well, it was good movement by Wallen in the box for the ball in. found some space, hit the ball crisply.
Allinson clears the ball forward. Buddle wins the header. Wallen gets the ball. Wallen, nice drag back there, and now out to the right hand side to Senior. Senior brings the ball over the halfway line and checks back. Senior back to Wallen. Wallen with a first time ball over the top for Bannister to chase. Looks like there's going to be another substitution shortly. Ball cleared on his far as Willoughby. Willoughby back in there. And
again a foul.
Liddell was body checked once again. Well, let's not. No, he's not from FC United. He's from BBC Radio Northumberland. Come on. There we go. Not to do with us. Gov. Anyway. Yeah, it was elbow to face. In all fairness, it's 6 minutes on the clock here. I think left to play.
Not to be confused with Allen's shoulder.
This is a bit closer to the penalty area. It's still right at centre, and it's Willoughby behind this, and he's going to have a dig from here. FC United 2-0 up. Willoughby behind this. Willoughby, my goodness. Well. The local rugby league team, Newcastle Thunder, will be probably looking for a kicker for next season.
That could be in the North Sea.
Well, it's Lewis Mansell coming on.
Piers coming off.
Thomas Piers, a fine debut for FC United.
Another debut goal scorer to add to the list.
Like we said, it's not a bad bench, is it, when you can bring Mansell on with 5 minutes left to play?
No. Well, Piers, he's had a good debut. Showed a lot of promise, scored a good goal. Done exactly what we wanted him to do, really.
Well, goal kick for Blyth Spartans. 5 minutes left to play here at Croft Park. FC United 2-0 up. And, well,
this is what happens when you're desperate to get back in the game. The goalkeeper kicks the ball straight out.
Senior with a throw in for FC. 10 yards or so inside FC United's half, over on the right hand side. Throw in taken by Senior. Down the line it goes. It's over the head there of Mansell. And there's Fuster now. Fuster's pass to Buddle. And now it's with Dale, who's back over on the left hand side now. Plays the ball back to Liddell. Liddell now on his left foot. Infield the ball goes. And O'Halloran leaves it, and Allinson is down. And wins the ball back for FC United. Allinson now clears his lines into the windy air here in Northumberland. And now here's Willoughby. Willoughby to Crawford, to Thompson. Thompson now, back it goes to Potts. Potts high in the air. And at the minute, FC United, I know we don't have to try that hard, but the fact that we've changed our style of play, haven't we, to more containment more than anything.
Yes, it's not quite as measured.
Potts.
More percentage passing coming in now.
Reed there wins that header. Cleared by Cunningham. Potts on the halfway line. Cleared by Cunningham. Lynch wins the header. Potts, oh, lovely control from Potts. Potts now looking for that. Oh, lovely ball there. Is Mansell going to beat Lang? Lang does well, but Lang's heading towards. That's out of play.
It's a corner.
It should be a corner. He stopped it for another ball on the pitch, but it's gone out of play long before that ball came on.
He's looking to his assistant, who's not helping whatsoever.
Lang was heading towards his own byline there. And
drop ball has been
given. It's a drop ball. It should be contested.
Well, two FC players are willing to contest it.
It should be contested.
Maybe the goalkeeper should come out and contest it.
And the referee's not letting Willoughby contest it. He's saying, no, pass the ball back.
Well, that's very generous of the referee. Very kind of him to let Clive have the ball
that's,
back.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But anyway, 3 minutes left to play. High ball, high in the air it goes. Dale being pulled, having his shirt pulled there by Senior, not spotted by the referee. And Maguire now heading out towards the corner flag.
He'll take the corner.
Yep, as he muscles O'Halloran out of it. So with 3 minutes left to play, it's a corner to Blyth Spartans over on that left-hand side. Dale to take this. In it comes, it's an in-swinger towards the near post. Potts was falling over there, but won the header, and out of play goes for another corner.
This is the bit of the game that we've struggled in the past, seeing it out.
Yeah. And we reckon it's going to be 5 minutes of additional time, but that's not been confirmed yet. In this corner comes from Oliver. It's difficult for the goalkeeper. Arnton does really well. And he's having players standing all over him there.
So it's a third corner in a row.
Good goalkeeping from Lloyd Allenson. 2 minutes left to play now of normal time. Another corner to Blyth Spartans. It's going to be an outswinger this time. It's a shallow one. Towards the edge of the box it goes. Beats everyone. Kept in play. And is Liddell now on the halfway line. Liddell switches it out towards the right hand side. Back to Robbie Dale. He's on this right hand side now. Infield to Oliver. Back to Dale. Dale now on his left foot. No. Back on his right. Crosses this ball in. Good defending there from Thompson. And well, the boot was high there from Oliver. But Thompson defends it. Out of play for a throw in to Blyth. Throw in taken. It's Maguire towards his own towards the FC United corner flag. He goes out of play for a throw in. It's all about containment now for FC United. But Blyth Spartans, can they get a goal back? Cleared by Thompson. Here's Fuster. Fuster going one way. Sucks it with Wrightson. Sorry, Wrightson wins the ball back over from this right hand side. Step over, gives the ball away. Crawford beats one player and then releases a pass to Willoughby. Willoughby, it's 2-on-1 all of a sudden. Willoughby's got Mansell in field, but Willoughby keeps possession. Now plays it to Mansell.
It's too strong.
Oh no, it finds Mansell! Bottom corner! And in the 89th minute, from defence to attack, once again, FC United have put this game to bed. Lewis Mansell, the substitute, seals it, Paul.
At last he scored a goal for FC. He'll be absolutely thrilled at that. But again, from a Blyth corner, the breakout was superb. It was 2-on-1 because Blyth are committed. Willoughby, I think, slightly overplayed the pass, but Mansell controlled it superbly and drilled it in the corner.
Well, what do you say, eh? That's proper, that.
It really is game, set, and match now.
And 5 minutes of additional time. And the 90 minutes are up.
And the points are in the bag. And it's cheerio time for a lot of the home fans now.
Well, Chippy's getting some early customers. Of course, at Old Trafford, it's beat the traffic. Here, it's beat the queue. Anyway, over on the left-hand side now with Liddell. Down the line it goes towards Fuster. Fuster's got Lynch for company. Back it goes to Dale. Infield to Maguire. And I'll come back to my fight in a second. Here's Fuster now. Fuster, back it goes to Maguire. Maguire on the corner of FC United's penalty area, going one way, twisting and turning, but heading into a bit of a cul-de-sac, then releases the ball to Oliver. Oliver out towards his right-hand side. Thompson wins the header, and Willoughby gets to the second ball. Willoughby now shields the ball midway into FC United's half. Now plays a nice pass to Thompson. Thompson over the halfway line he goes. Thompson now down the line, and he can't get too much purchase on it, and out of play it goes. And straight to still going. Woodsow, quick.
I was just going to say, I was saying to Paul before,
quicker.
I got the Football Manager game yesterday.
Quicker.
I was playing as FC's manager on this corresponding day. Played live.
Yeah,
I beat them 3-0 up here.
Congratulations.
Right, no, okay. I'm just saying that.
Why don't you apply for the manager job then? Right, okay, right.
Got lost in the post.
It did, yeah. Lynch to Wallen. Wallen in field. To Potts. Potts now to Willoughby. Willoughby over the halfway line. In fact, along the halfway line he goes. And back he goes to Thompson. Thompson there finds Wallen. Wallen to Thompson. Thompson, back it goes to Potts. Potts with a ball over the top there towards Mansell. And Blyth give the ball away. Here is Mansell. Mansell loses out though there to Oliver. And here's Dale. Reed, back it goes there to Lang on the halfway line now, and here's Thompson with possession for FC United. Over the halfway line he goes, and he's brought back for a foul there on Thompson. Free kick to FC United.
Oh. And again, the manager's pointing forward. He wants the ball going forward.
And it's with Potts now to Willoughby. Willoughby on the halfway line. Back it goes to O'Halloran. And Wallen. Wallen back to Allinson. And out of play it goes. And here's Cunningham now. Cunningham with a nice ball out to the left-hand side. Finds Robbie Dale. Dale's got an overlap there from Liddell. Liddell now with possession. He's got Senior in front of him. Senior brings him down, though, there. And it's going to be a free kick to Blythe Spartans as we've played 3 minutes of added time of the five. And don't forget, you can head over to Facebook shortly for one more cup of coffee. It's taken quick to that free kick. Shot comes in from Maguire and out of play for a goal kick. Yeah, one more cup of coffee coming your way on Facebook shortly. And it's going to be not happy days over here on the right, is it?
No.
Well, it's going to be a goal kick to FC United as we approach this last minute of added time here at Croft Park. Goal kick taken, headed clear there, and second ball picked up by Wallen. Wallen with an attempted through ball there. So FC United into the last minute here at Croft Park. 3-0 up against Blythe Spartans. Long ball play forward there by Jameson. Out of play it goes. It's going to be a throw in to FC United. And it's going to be Senior to take this. Neil Reynolds there must be very satisfied with this performance. We'll try and get his post-match reaction live here on FC Radio.
First win in the back.
Throwing taken by Senior, headed on there by Liddell. High in the air it goes. Potts wins the header back. And Buddle there with a very strange clearance, which Crawford is contesting. Crawford wins that battle there, and the ball finds Potts. Potts with a nice ball over the top here on the left-hand side to Thompson. Thompson checks inside, but Lang concedes the throw-in. And into the last 10 seconds there at Croft Park. Throwing taken, turn from Willoughby. Willoughby lining up across towards Mansell. It's just over there to Mansell, but Mansell goes down, there. And, well, the referee has seen enough. Full time here at Croft Park. FC United 3-0 winners. What a performance that was. And, well, Paul, what do you make of it? I mean, that was proper professional, that.
It was a very impressive away win. Obviously we need to start transferring this to Broadhurst Park, but coming to Blythe, it's a bit like travelling to the moon in some ways. You have a long journey in a confined space that seems to last forever. You get here and the voices are rather alien, and then you plant your flag in the ground and claim a kind of victory.
For you watching the first man.
That was a weird summation there. Woods, though, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely perfect away performance. You know, we counter-attacked with purpose, defended well when we had to. I mean, you know, they had chances, Blythe. I think
we had chances too, though, to be fair.
I'm saying that I think both, you know, I think if you're a Blythe fan, you'll be a little bit aggrieved at your performance. I don't think it was the best, but they certainly contributed to probably the best game we've seen all season.
I think so.
End to end, pretty much. Fairly comfortable, I would say. I think 3-0. I don't think we've had too many worries. And we could have scored more goals.
Counter-attacking as well.
Oh, it was incisive counter-attacking. Yeah. Absolutely.
Really good.
Absolutely. I've not seen us play like that for a long time.
Woodsell, thank you for joining
us. Thanks,
Ben.
May not see you next week, because obviously...
You'll be banned.
Anyway.
There is a comment here. The man from BBC Northumberland / Cumbria is very entertaining, but may need a police escort to the ground.
Don't worry about that. I think I'll be fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Woodsell. Football director of FC United, of course, in his other capacities.
Referee's assessor. No job too small.
And as you can see there's the FC United team heading over to the visitors. The away support there. We've travelled in numbers this afternoon. Croft Park's always been a good away for FC United, and it's a nice warm welcome when we get here. And you know, it's one of those aways that FC United, we tend to do well here.
Yeah, it's strange how things follow a pattern. We've had four wins and a draw here in five visits. And this afternoon, I think, has been one of the best performances we've seen away from home for a long time. I think we had a lot of good things in it today, and of course the clean sheet is the bonus as well.
And I was going to say, I mean, it's been coming, this The performances, we saw the performance against Kidderminster, but the performance against Brackley, the performance against Alfreton, very, very unlucky in those last two games for FC United. Should have took the 3 points in both games. This has been coming, and if we keep playing like this away from home, we're going to do well.
I think if we keep playing like this for a period of time, we're going to climb the table quite rapidly. We're obviously out of the bottom three now. I think we can confirm that. It just looks like we've managed to find some kind of a formula to win games, or at least not lose games. And it's not just the results, it's the entertainment as well that's been provided. The style of football is good to watch, and I would say to anybody who's not seen FC at their best for a while, come and watch us now.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.